Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, we're going to talk about our ability to change our DNA. Until recently, scientists believed that our DNA was permanently fixed and could not be changed. But now we know that that is not true. In fact, our physical transformation is dependent on us knowing this truth. Every cell of our body is intelligent, and each cell listens to what we program into it through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Science is proving that our DNA is continually being affected by our behavior patterns and our belief systems. So today, we're going to learn more about how this occurs. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven in to this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to help heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. This information that's being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth is life-transforming, but I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought, then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, all life is lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over, and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. To begin our time together today, I'd like to share with you an article that was written from an interview of Dr. Brenda Fox, and the interview was conducted by Patricia Risch. This is a really important article that contains a lot of information about our DNA and the cellular changes that we're all going through. Dr. Brenda Fox is a holistic practitioner of the Avalon Wellness Center in Mount Shasta, California. The Avalon Clinic represents the reemergence of the ideal of healing as practiced on the original Isle of Avalon. Dr. Fox has proven through blood tests and some of the other activities that she participates in that some people have actually developed new strands of DNA already as we go through these transformations. Dr. Fox provides evidence of DNA and cellular changes in this interview with Patricia Risch. So we begin, and Ms. Risch asks Brenda, "Brenda, tell us a little about your background." "I have a doctorate in philosophy and naturopathy. During my training in Europe, I was also involved with the media, and this still continues in film and management. As you know, I am working with Fox Television Network to bring about an understanding of extraterrestrials and their role in what is happening with mankind at this time. The most well-known series are Sightings and the X-Files. And Ms. Risch asks, what are the changes that are happening at this time on the planet, and how are our bodies being affected? Dr. Fox responds, there are major changes, mutations that haven't occurred according to geneticists since the time we supposedly came out of the water. Several years ago in Mexico City, there was a convention of geneticists from around the world, and the main topic was the DNA changes. We are making an evolutionary change, yet we don't know just yet what we are changing into. And Ms. Risch asks, how is our DNA changing? And Dr. Fox responds, everyone has a double helix of DNA. What we are finding is that there are other helixes that are being formed at this time. In the double helix, there are two strands of DNA that are coiled into a spiral. It is my understanding that we will be developing 12 helixes. During this time, which seems to have started maybe 5 to 20 years ago, we have been mutating. This is a scientific explanation. It is a mutation of our species into something for which the end result is not yet known. The changes are not known publicly because the scientific community feels it would be frightening to the population. However, people are changing at a cellular level. I'm working with 3 children right now who have 3 DNA helixes. Most people know and feel this. Many religions have talked about the change and know it will come about in different ways. We know it is a positive mutation, even though physically, mentally, and emotionally, it can be misunderstood and frightening. And Ms. Risch asks, are these children displaying any characteristics different from other children? And Dr. Fox responds, these children who can move objects across the room just by concentrating on them, or they can fill glasses of water just by looking at them. They are telepathic. You would almost think by knowing these children that they are half angelic or superhuman, but they are not. I think they are what we are growing into during the next few decades. Do you think this will happen to all of us? And Dr. Fox responds, our immune and endocrine systems are the most evident of these changes. That is one of the reasons I work with research in immunological testing therapy. Some adults that I have tested actually do have another DNA helix forming, and some are even getting their third. These people are going through a lot of major shifts in their consciousness and their physical bodies because it is all interconnected. In my opinion, the Earth and everyone here is raising its vibration. Many of the children born recently have bodies that are magnetically lighter. Those of us who are older and choose to change have to go through many physical changes. And Ms. Risch asks, what causes change in bodies born with normal 2-strand DNA? The easiest way to mutate our DNA is through a virus. Consequently, viruses are not necessarily bad. Viruses live only on living tissue. DNA viruses like Epstein-Barr and herpes number 6 change cellular structure. The retrovirus of HIV is not a DNA virus. Instead of mutating the body, it actually eats it up. Most people who go through this process and come out on the other side have a new profession, a new way of thinking, or at least a starting a new way of life. Even though they may feel really sick, tired, or hopeless at times, this transformation is a gift. They are being given a chance to change their DNA structure and their body into a lighter, healthier body that can see them into the next generation. And Ms. Risch asks, what other changes should we expect to see? Dr. Fox responds, there will be no disease. We will not need to die as we do now. We will be able to learn our lessons not through suffering, but through joy and love. The old system has to crumble away, and it is not doing that without putting up a fight. There are all the wars that we see. Much of the medical-type healing is not working, and the governments are not working. A lot of the old paradigms can no longer exist, yet they're fighting to be maintained. But there is no doubt that the world is changing. Those of us who have chosen to live at this time are the forerunners of an almost brand-new species. It is human. Yet we are at the same time actually manifesting heaven on earth. We are receiving extra help from masters, extraterrestrials, and angelic beings. We are learning to go inward. The more we are able to go within and to listen to that still small voice within, the more we are in tune with the changes that are taking place in our bodies. And Ms. Risch asks, what are some of the side effects of these changes? And Dr. Fox responds, with a cellular change, you are sometimes going to feel as though you are not all here. You may feel exhausted because we are literally changing cells and becoming new beings. Like a new baby, you may need lots of rest. Mental confusion and not being able to concentrate on routine tasks may happen, as we are being programmed for something larger. Aches and pains throughout the body, for which there is no specific cause, are common. Many people feel as though they are going crazy. If they go into an orthodox medical office, most likely they will be put on an antidepressant because they can't define what it is that is happening to them. It is difficult for the medical profession because they're not used to dealing with the energy body. Because the chakras are related to our endocrine system, women will go through abnormal hormonal changes. There may be crying without knowing why, since crying releases hormones. Many women are going through menopause earlier because we are accelerating in energy and vibration. Men may be very frustrated with exhaustion when they are used to being very active. They may feel their feminine side is coming out because they are becoming intuitive. The emotional therapy that has been coming out in the last 20 to 30 years has been speeded up with new techniques for these changes. We are actually doing a tremendous amount of emotional work in a very short time, which would normally have taken thousands of years. Ms. Risch asks, how do you treat someone who is going through these changes? Dr. Fox responds, I approach it from the viewpoint of working with individual beings instead of treating a disease. Doctor in Latin means educator. The only effective service one can perform as a true healer is to empower individuals with the necessary tools and reassure them that what is happening is real and that they can heal and be free of the negative symptoms while healing. First, I require an immunological test that is not traditionally done. This is a blood laboratory test performed by an advanced specialty research lab. Then I give the patient the information themselves. This is much like a map of the changes, so they can have the power to heal. I am not the healer, but only the instrument in their individual healing process. There is power in a person looking at their own blood test and seeing the map of what is going on in their body that causes something to click in the subconscious. The real key is that the person takes responsibility and does his or her own work. What I use as tools is not commonly used. I use a lot of organotherapy, which is a glandular treatment from Europe, to build up the hormonal system to accept the changes that are taking place in the DNA. Also, I use homeopathy to work on the energetic body, vitamins, herbs, and cold laser therapy. The therapy depends entirely on the individual needs. Much of what I do has been accessed from those whom I would call older sisters and brothers who have gone on before us. They are from other solar systems, and we have all come from these locations to help this planet with this transition. Ms. Rich asks, how do you see your work evolving? And Dr. Fox responds, I look at my work as a bridge or transition. It is both scientific and artistic. Healing is an art and a science. Using only science or just the art of healing is not enough for complete health. I don't think I will be a healer all my life, because I believe disease will be eliminated. We as conscious people will eliminate disease and suffering. That concludes the interview between Patricia Risch and Brenda Fox. I'd like to share another excerpt from an article that's called The Bigger Picture by Susanna Thorpe Clark. She's talking about these physical changes, too, that are taking place within our DNA and how it is affecting our physical body. And it coincides and complements what Dr. Fox was referring to. This is the article from Susanna Thorpe Clark. We are being changed physically from carbon-based beings into crystalline-based beings because only crystalline substance can exist in the higher dimensional levels that we are moving into. It is not just we humans who are changing, but all life forms on Earth are becoming crystalline, because the Earth and all her life are moving forward into these higher dimensions. All the fish in the sea, the flowers, the trees in your garden, the birds in the sky, and even your pet dog or cat, everything is changing. Nothing will die or be destroyed, for we are all moving together into a new state of being. This new state of being requires that we physically, mentally, and emotionally let go of third-dimensional concepts. Just as in death, the letting go is a major part of our transition into a higher dimension through this process of change. For one cannot take the old values and way of being in the third dimension into the new, completely different afterlife. So the progression through changes compels us to let go of our current relationships, jobs, careers, homes, possessions, and so on, if they are unable to support our new way of being. Is it any wonder, therefore, that there is a great deal of anxiety and fear being felt because these changes are already in progress and people are experiencing this inner prompting to let go of things that they have been clinging to, but that no longer serve their higher good in their ascension process. Even though most people are not conscious of it, we are all going through these changes. Also, the changes to our physiological makeup are currently being sped up. Consequently, there are many temporary physical symptoms that are occurring in our bodies as a consequence of this. Some of these symptoms are frightening and confusing, like flu symptoms with high temperatures, sweating, aching bones and joints, etc. but which do not respond to antibiotics. We might even have occasional diarrhea, occasional runny nose with sneezing, which lasts 24 hours and is not associated with a cold or hay fever. We might experience dizziness or ringing in the ears, heart palpitations. People are even feeling their whole body vibrate, especially at night when one is relaxed and in a state of relaxation. Tense muscle spasms sometimes happen, plus pains in the body, often the back, tingling in arms and legs and hands and feet, loss of muscular power in our hands. All of these are caused by changes in the circulatory system. Other symptoms are occasional breathing difficulties and not noticing and or noticing a stronger or louder breathing when in a relaxed state. There might be immune system changes, lymphatic system changes, feeling tired or exhausted from minor exertion, sometimes wanting to sleep longer or more often than normal. Sometimes toenails and hair are growing more quickly than normal. People have bouts of depression for no real reason, or they're delving into the past and looking at relationships, gaining clarity on personal issues, feeling a huge purging taking place within them. Sometimes it's tension, anxiety, and high levels of stress because one feels that something is going on but does not know what it is. Some of these symptoms are being felt by a great many people, and many people are rushing off in panic to their doctors, chiropractors, herbalists, and so on. And they're usually told that there is nothing wrong with them, because this is usually the truth. Usually there is nothing wrong, for all of these symptoms are just temporary and simply indicate that these physiological changes are occurring within our bodies at an atomic cellular level. But it is always good to have your doctor check your symptoms out just to be sure that there is nothing medical occurring within your body. That concludes the quote from the article for Susanna by Susanna Thorpe Clark. So what these articles are reflecting to us and what people all over the world are realizing is that we are in the midst of powerful physical changes in our earthly bodies. This is occurring through our DNA and through our cellular structures. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have indicated that humanity's physical transformation is a necessary step in manifesting heaven on earth, and a necessary step in Earth's ascension process into the heavenly realms of the fifth dimension. Consequently, embodied lightworkers are being called into action by our God parents and the company of heaven. We are being asked to help with this process by putting forth the effort necessary to transform our earthly bodies into the infinite perfection of our fifth dimensional solar light bodies. This is being requested of us so that people will have living, breathing examples of this seeming miracle to encourage and inspire them in their own transformation process. The Company of Heaven is assisting us to do this, and they have given us many wonderful exercises and processes of invoking the light into our cellular structures to help accelerate this process into our solar light bodies. The good news is that at this moment, everything has changed, and our I Am presence now has greater influence over our thoughts, actions, words, and feelings than we have experienced since our fall from grace, which took place literally eons ago. So what this means is that regardless of how hard we may have tried in the past to improve our physical bodies and to transform our bodies through this lustrous accomplishment, this time it will be different. The time is short, and never have we received the degree of assistance that we are now receiving to help us with the transformation of our earthly bodies. Because of this truth, more than any other time in our human evolution, our victory is assured. So ask your I Am Presence for assistance, and you will be amazed at your progress. In the beginning, our body elemental, the divine intelligence within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body, was able to easily outpicture the patterns of perfection within our RNA and DNA messenger codes, which reflected the perfection of our I Am Presence. This was largely due to the active elemental vortices within which each of our earthly bodies are energized. These vortices energized and sustained the elements within each of our four lower bodies, which allowed the elementals to help us remain and sustain a maximum state of health, eternal youth, and all of the other energetic perfection that we had in the beginning. Unfortunately, after our fall from grace, everything changed. And when we began misqualifying energy, bombarding ourselves with negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the elemental vortices that energized our four earthly bodies became dormant, and humanity fell into the illusion of separation from our I Am Presence and our body elemental. Now humanity is reversing the adverse effects of our fall, and the directors of the elements, the divine beings who guide and direct our body elementals and the intelligence within our bodies, have been given permission to reactivate the elemental vortices within our earthly bodies. This heavenly assistance will accelerate our physical transformation and the transformation that is taking place within our DNA beyond anything we have ever experienced. As we encode these changes within our DNA, our earthly bodies will be transformed. So today we're going to energize these tools and these gifts that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven and the directors of the elements. Our body elemental is standing in readiness, and our I Am Presence is going to participate in this process. I will state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience it individually. But since we are one with all life, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. So today we are going to invoke the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and ask them to participate in this activity of life that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. And through our I Am Presence and their I Am Presences, allow this awakening of the body elemental and the elemental vortices to occur in perfect divine order with the highest good of all concerned in perfect alignment with each person's individual divine plan. This exercise that has been given to us awakens and activates the elemental vortices within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. These vortices are raising the vibration within each of our earthly vehicles when they are awakened, and they empower the integration of the I Am Presence. So now we join together in one pointed consciousness, and as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the light of God, the mighty directors of the elements, and the Company of Heaven to assist us with this activation. I am activating my elemental vortices so that they will sustain the infinite perfection of my earthly bodies and my solar light bodies. I begin by breathing in and exhaling several times, slowly and deeply. The holy breath is an essential part of life. It is a key factor in unifying the spectrums of living light throughout the whole of creation. As I am in-breathing and exhaling, deeply and rhythmically, I am attuning myself to the rhythm of the universe. I am one with the pulse beat in the heart of my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. My I Am Presence is now guiding me through an exercise that has been given to me by my Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven. This exercise will assist the directors of the elements and my body elemental in amplifying the light that is blazing through my elemental vortices. Throughout this exercise, I continue breathing deeply and rhythmically. I begin to clearly see the elemental vortices pulsating within my earthly bodies. These centers are swirling vortices of divine light, and they are shining like the sun. There are five of these vortices, each one specifically designed to nourish and empower one of the five elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, and the ether elements that comprise my earthly bodies. To begin this exercise, I focus first on the attention of the etheric vortex. The ether vortex is pulsating above my head. I put the full power of my concentration on this spinning vortex of light. It is expanding like a blazing sun. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the ether vortex, and I affirm with deep feeling, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. This affirmation awakens and fully activates the ether vortex. The light of God now expands and expands through this ether element, and my four earthly bodies are bathed in the rarefied ethers pouring through this newly awakened center. This etheric element pulsates with frequencies of the fifth dimension and bathes my four earthly bodies with the more rarefied ethers from this higher frequency of light. I now focus the full power of my attention on the air vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my throat chakra. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the air vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. And I affirm with deep feeling, I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. I am the breath of the Holy Spirit. This affirmation awakens and fully activates the air vortex. The light of God now expands expands and expands through the air element within my vehicles. And my etheric body is transfigured through the newly activated vortex of the air element. I now focus the full power of my attention on the fire vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my sternum in the center of my chest. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the fire vortex. It is expanding and blazing like the sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. I am the fire breath of the Almighty. The sacred fire vortex is awakened and fully activated through this affirmation. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the sacred fire element within my vehicles. And my mental body is being transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the water vortex, which is pulsating within the location of my root chakra at the base of my spine. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the water vortex. It is expanding and blazing like a sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. I am the harmony of my true being. Through this affirmation, the water vortex is awakened and fully activated. The light of God now pours through this vortex and expands and expands and expands through the water element within my vehicles. And my emotional body, which is associated with the water element, is transfigured. I now focus the full power of my attention on the earth vortex, which is pulsating between my feet. I breathe the holy breath into the center of the earth vortex, and it is expanding and blazing like a sun. I affirm with deep feeling, I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. I am the master of my physical reality. The earth vortex is awakened and fully activated through this affirmation. The light of God now expands, expands, and expands through the earth vortex, blazing the earth element within my vehicles, and my physical body, which is associated with the earth element, is transfigured. The five elemental vortices within me are now fully awakened and activated, creating a tremendous pathway of light through my four earthly bodies, from head to toe. This dynamic force quickens and accelerates the evolution of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies through the changes that are taking place in my DNA. It also quickens the evolution of my consciousness into a higher state of awareness. As I repeat this exercise day by day, God's transfiguring light will expand through my elemental vortices, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of my earthly bodies and those of all life evolving on this planet into the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies. Now, with my five elemental vortices activated, flooding my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with the highest frequencies of the elemental substance that is helping to transform my DNA at a cellular level, I am ready to activate the flame of purity within every electron of precious life energy in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as they receive this light, this programming from my new DNA. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the full power of the threefold flame pulsating within my heart and the hearts of all of humanity, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy existing in my earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of every person evolving on earth. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I am, I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. Through the power of God, I am, I direct the crystalline white flame of purity to remove any shadows that are cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Any shadows causing aging, degeneration, disease, decay, or imbalance of any kind. Remove any shadows cloaking the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and those of every man, woman, and child. And remove any of the shadows of the remaining electrons existing in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of beloved Mother Earth. O sacred flame of purity, cast any of the shadows that have been removed into the violet flame and transmute every rate of vibration that is less than the infinite perfection of our solar light bodies and the patterns of the crystalline perfection of the new earth. Transmute every rate of vibration that is causing any form of aging, degeneration, or limitation in my life or in the world. As the flame of purity quickens the vibratory rate of each electron, I witness all of the cloaks of darkness now being cast into the violet flame. Any shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gift of life are being instantly transmuted into radiant light and God's infinite perfection. Through the grace of God, I am experiencing this very moment the blazing white light of purity expanding, expanding, and expanding in every electron on earth until anything causing limitation in my life or in the lives of humanity, or on the planet, can no longer exist. As the power of God, I am. I accept that this purification is being accomplished now through the divinity blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, in unison with the divine assistance of my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, who are amplifying our efforts now 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. I accept that this purification is being accomplished now, even as I call, through the most intensified activity of the flame of purity ever known on earth. I accept that this purification is victoriously accomplished now, and I accept that this sacred flame of purity will daily and hourly intensify within the core of purity in every electron, every time I make this call. I am the immaculate concept of my I Am presence, abiding within my fifth-dimensional solar light bodies. And I am holding the sacred space until all life on this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, in unison with the I Am presence of all humanity and the entire company of heaven, I invoke a cosmic dispensation from my Father, Mother, God, on behalf of the precious electrons, the atomic and subatomic particles of life that comprise every existing essence of life on planet Earth. In the full power and authority of the presence of God, I am, I make this call to our Father God, the celestial giver of all life, and to our Mother God, the beloved Holy Spirit. I invoke a cosmic dispensation that no longer may the electronic light substance of the universe be misqualified or imperfectly closed by the sons and daughters of God. I invoke a cosmic dispensation wherein the electrons will be invulnerably charged with purity's flame in action, so that when they are passing through humanity's earthly bodies into the world of form, which are the open doors to its expression in the physical plane, the electronic light will remain within an invincible armor of divine love, allowing it to emit perfection, but preventing none of the discord of the physical, etheric, mental, or emotional body to change the vibratory action, color, or sound of its comforting presence. I now contemplate for a moment what I have just decreed, and I begin to fathom the blessing humanity's heartfelt call to the flame of purity is for the precious electrons that are serving all life now in the physical world. I realize, as never before, that I have come to Earth to love life free, and through my concentrated efforts, the guidance and direction of my I Am presence, so I shall. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now invoke the full power and might of the resurrection flame. This sacred fire resurrects all in its path back into its original divine perfection. In the name of the almighty presence of God, I am, I now acknowledge and accept, I am my I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a beloved child of God. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit. I am an open door which no one can shut. I am an open door which no one can shut. I am an open door which no one can shut. Through the power of God blazing in every heart flame, I now invoke mighty angel of resurrection. Beloved angel of resurrection, and all of the legions of light associated with the mother of pearl resurrection flame throughout infinity, I ask that you come forth now and assist me in flooding the earth and every electron of precious life energy evolving here in the full radiance of the mother of pearl resurrection flame. I am a disciple of the Holy Spirit, and I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy and substance in my world and in all of the world. As a disciple of the Holy Spirit, I am an instrument of God, moving through this world, instantly reestablishing divinity wherever the sacred resurrection flame is applied. I am the resurrection flame in action. I am the resurrection flame in action. I am the resurrection flame in action. The mother of pearl resurrection flame is now blazing through me, loving all life free. I now invite, invoke, focus, concentrate, manifest, and sustain the resurrection flame within the core of purity in every electron. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful for the opportunity to unleash the mighty power of this sacred fire, this flame of love and resurrection on earth. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. I am an instrument of God, charging the electronic substance in, through, and around all life with the full power and might of the resurrection flame. In oneness of consciousness with the I Am presence of every evolving soul, I am the cause of this blessing of the resurrection flame. I am the bridge over which it flows, and I am the final effects of divinity of this sacred fire now established on earth. I am the divine plan now manifest in the world of form. And so it is, as God in action. I am, I am, I am. Beloved legions of light throughout the whole of creation, beloved Father, Mother, God, and the mighty I Am presence of every child of God evolving on earth, I ask that this activity of light be maintained, eternally self-sustained, daily and hourly increased, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow with every breath I take, as this planet and all her life, through our DNA and our earthly bodies, is transformed into the immaculate concept of the new heaven and the new earth. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I awaken and go about my day. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all of my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our joyous and glorious chalice of light. Allow these energies to expand through you. Consciously focus on these things that we have invoked today so that you can move forward as your DNA is changing into the immaculate concept of your solar light bodies. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.